Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday night, open mic, round the world, inner sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And we once again express our deepest condolences for the loss of the Campbell family and Ollie, a great, great kid, 31 years old, disabled, multiply disabled. And we had, and I'm so glad we did, we had the honor of and the privilege of having Ollie on our television show a couple of years ago. We wanted to get him on again, and it just didn't happen with everything else getting in the way and all that. But we certainly honor and miss Ollie, and our hearts go out to his dad, Tyree, and the girlfriend. I forget her name, Campbell. And we want the world to know that a great, great individual has now become an angel. If anyone was an angel, it's Ollie, that's for sure. All right, inner sight around the world, open mic, talk about whatever you want. If you call in, keep it clean, turn down your radio, television, video, whatever it is that you've got. And try not to call in on a speakerphone, because it doesn't make for good reception. All right. Yeah, so this seems to be, lately, this seems to be the time of people wanting to get rid of certain things that bother them, that you know, stand for racial discrimination and all that. Well, I gotta tell you that getting rid of certain things, statues and all that, monuments, signs and all that, that's not going to stop hatred. You know, I don't think it's going to do much of anything. If you want to talk about getting rid of things, how about getting rid of all the signage and the barriers and the obstacles in the way of millions of Americans who can't read them, who can't access them, who are being held back from progress, held back from getting a job and paying taxes? Why isn't that included in the getting rid of, you know? One big example, we talk about it all the time. If a blind person, a disabled person, denied a service dog, you can't even demonstrate against the schools that train the dogs, because there's no law to protect you. People don't know how lucky they are to be able to get out there and demonstrate, you know, and be protected by the law. You know, you can get a license to hold a demonstration, but not if you're blind and disabled. I mean, you can probably get the license, but who's going to protect you from the schools denying you a guide dog? There is none. And that's somebody's life we're talking about. So people don't realize how well off they are, that there is a law. I've always said it, and I'll say it again, there's only one thing worse than no justice. That's no law. And the millions of us that have to deal with that, many of whom are minority people, and the minority groups aren't even doing anything about it because the person's disabled. So there's a double prejudice right there. Double prejudice. And what about all the white people during the Civil War, going back, who helped black people to freedom? You know, I mean, are you going to discredit all that? You know? Take Dr. King. He wasn't a hater. He loved white people. He loved all people. Are you going to discredit him? We're going to get rid of Martin Luther King Day, too? You see, the point is, when people hate, they don't stop to figure out, am I going against the right person? Because hatred is like a disease. It spreads, you know. So stop the hatred. To me, that's the main way to bring about a better country. Stop the hatred. Anyway, that's the open mic comment from Inner Sight, and we certainly are not haters. I won't tolerate hatred, Inner Sight. If I know somebody's a hater, I don't want them to be a part of us. So, just so you know, so the world knows. All right. Around the World, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. .org and adopt an Akita. You dial them up at 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, down there in Toms River, New Jersey. So check out the Big East Akita Rescue. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avante, little Tommy, and now, of course,
hello.
Ali Campbell. Put Ali on that list, too.
Aw, poor
So, around the world, watch out for all the children. Inner Sight, and Nobody Stops on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary and dog food, cat food, and the medical. Good number to have. 631-484-3085. All right, let's see. What else? Long Island Connection. Good people to know. Check them out.
How
on
they
the,
doing?
Facebook. I don't know. They moved, and I don't know what the new number is. So
oh.
Have to get them on the Facebook. Find out. You have the Facebook. Find out how to do
it. Yeah, I'll look it up.
All right. I want to thank my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth. Had a conversation with her today, and she's watching over a couple of situations that we're working on nursing homes. And she said that looks like it's going to be a news story.
Good.
So, we want these agencies to make up for what they did to Mary and to Rosa.
Right.
You know, taking away people's homes and all that, and leaving them to be neglected in a horrible place. And we're working with helping Maureen. She got a promise from a church for a month's rent and a month's security. Hopefully they'll follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue. She has a three-way conversation tomorrow with the independent living people and some other program in Westchester. And I told her, I said, don't let these people push you around. You demand that they straighten this situation out now. For 3 years, they had her mom on the wrong program. All right, Inner Sight, and Eyewitness News is watching over that situation. I told her to tell that to the meeting tomorrow. Let them know. Let them know they're being watched now by the media.
Yeah.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Let's see, goodmojoapprentice.com, suttoninsurance.com, TorahLawCenter.com. Some of our friends, and we remember our friends. All right. Tomorrow, July 1st, we have a short week.
Yeah.
Do a show tomorrow, and we'll be off
put
for
up
the weekend. We'll be back to Monday.
I got to put it up.
What?
I got to put that show up. Remind me.
Well, that would be, that would help.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got? Kennedy Realty. Good friend to Interside. 631-888-1186. I got to give Anthony a call myself to see if he's back in the office yet.
Yeah.
Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Kennedy. Anthony Kennedy Realty. I Slip, New York. 631-888-1186. And we thank him for all his help with Inner Sight. And all our friends. Jimmy the Poet, another guy who helps, who cares about Inner Sight and what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're going to have a guest coming up probably after the holiday now. A woman who works for a company that helps people to get disability employment. People who are disabled get disability employment benefits.
Okay.
And help them with Social Security, too. So that show's coming up. Some good information. It's always good to know the what's going on so you can deal with it and challenge it if you have to.
Yeah.
Open mic, Inner Sight, and you can talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean. 213-816-1650. And let's see, who did I? Oh, brought to you by James Bahamonde. 516-783-9662. Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. If you need that kind of help, there it is. 516-783-9662. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight. Welcome. How about the Able News?
Okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org, the one on the nursing homes and the one on the service dog schools. And as soon as the library opens, we'll be reconvening our committee.
Yeah.
Bring everybody up to date and... we will be doing something very interesting. We have someone who is going to represent Inner Sight meet with the director of the Big Guide Dog School and see if they'll cooperate with the legislature. We're hoping that meeting is going to take place pretty soon. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, open mic. If you want to call in at 213-816-1650. And Mr. Trump's press secretary, interesting lady, they call her... The K lady, you know, and she made a very interesting statement today to the Fox News. She said that Mr. Trump is the most informed person on this planet about threats to the United States. Well, I couldn't believe that. You know, who else would be more informed than him?
Yeah.
You know?
Who needs to be more informed than the president, yeah.
I heard I heard that Biden won't comment about a lot of these American statues that people want to tear down. So where does he stand on it? Does he believe that these monuments should be torn down, or, you know, does he believe in the President of the United States who passed an executive order to protect them?
I feel in this manner, for you to move on from, you know, it depends on what it is, okay? I don't know, you know, I think we need to move on and start a new era. Yes, I do agree with some statues need to come down. Some statues, but yet, some
statues... Yeah, but not at the hands of unlawful
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
You're putting
and
people's lives in jeopardy.
And they do need to be put in museums.
When you do that.
They do need to be put in museums with, you know, explanations so things like that don't happen again. That's what needs to happen.
It has to be done in the right way. It has to be presented to Congress who authorize these monuments. You know?
Right, I agree.
I said at the outset of the show, why not get rid of all these barriers that are in the way of the disabled, including all the signs we can't read?
Right.
That would make more sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, where is that? How come that's not included in people being offended and discriminated against?
Not one group that I know of
has said a word about that.
Or even, how about not even, nobody feels offended about that. Nobody feels offended, you know, they don't know about that. They don't know that this is a pertinent problem to us.
Oh,
they say, oh, somebody
they
could
know.
Read it
I
to
don't
you.
Believe that. They
no,
know
they
a blind
say, no.
person can read a
oh,
sign.
Oh, they know it. But they said, oh,
yeah.
somebody could stop and read it to
of course
you.
They
you
know
could
it.
Ask, which is bull. You know, it's a crock of bull.
They know it.
It
they know that millions and millions of dwellings cannot be entered when you're in a wheelchair. They know that.
They know it, yes. But you know what?
They
don't
right,
care,
they know
honestly.
It.
They don't
say
care.
They don't know it. They know it.
Oh, they do know it, yes. But
you
it's
know,
like
but what?
It's like they don't know. They think that the ADA is there to protect us. And
I can prove
that
it doesn't.
In many ways. Many ways. People
they don't
say,
know about the ADA because
that's
a set of rules.
Yeah, we know that.
That most people haven't even looked at.
Right. Yeah.
But they
people
know about the barriers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty obvious to see. When I'm standing on the corner, if they know I'm blind, they know I can't read the damn light.
Right.
It's all guesswork. They know that. All the drivers know that.
Oh, yeah.
They may not want to know it or acknowledge it, but they friggin' know it.
Acknowledge it. That's the word. Acknowledge that.
But they know it.
That's the, yeah.
So now, my question is, why aren't these minority groups, you know, bitching about that? How many minority people belong to their groups who are being obstructed from entering buildings, can't read signs, can't read most of the lights, can't get a job because the places aren't
too many.
Accessible.
Too many.
Why don't they tear down that stuff?
Yeah.
See, it doesn't make sense.
I was told once, you can't work here because you'd only be in the way. I like that
well,
one.
You,
that
and, you and 20 million other people.
No. This guy literally on the door had the American with Disabilities information, and then proceeded to tell me while I was there for the interview. And it was an arranged thing for me to just start the position at U.S. Customs nonetheless. And the guy told me I'd only be in the way.
Yeah, well, I just said you and 20 million other people have been told that. You're not the only one.
No, but this is right at the beginning of the ADA, you know. Right at the beginning.
It doesn't matter. Beginning,
and you're like,
the end, the middle, who?
Yeah.
Well, what difference does that make?
Crazy.
But
well, I've been told many a times that, and it's gotten old hat for me now. I said, good, I don't want to work here anyway.
What we need
to
do in this country is get rid of the hatred. Filter out the hatred.
Yeah, it is.
You know? And part of that hatred is barriers against the disabled.
Yeah.
See? But it's not designated as that by the law. See? People don't know how lucky they are that they have a law to protect them.
Yeah, no.
Because we don't.
No.
We don't when it comes to hatred and discrimination.
Yeah, because our law is very weak. And if,
you know,
it is, if we have part of it, it's not even really very useful. It isn't at all.
The guy who wouldn't let me on the accessor ride with my guide dog, I believe he was a hater.
Oh, I believe so, too.
He was a damn-ass hater.
I agree.
Nobody did anything about that. Nobody.
I don't understand why he wouldn't do that. That's crazy.
He's a hater.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
that. That's the only explanation you can come to. He's a hater.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
you can't
when
say
that,
that
happens,
point, working for
you're
an
not
ADA type of transportation. You can't say that you're ill-informed. You're very much informed. How could you say you're ill-informed?
But when
that
happens,
that
you're not protected by the law.
No, you're not.
I mean, they got away with it.
Yeah.
They got away with it, and the judge, it looks, I don't know if it happened yet or not, but the judge is going to dismiss the case.
That's horrible.
Sure.
If you ask me.
Bunch of haters.
They get away with murder.
See?
They really do.
But we have no right. We have no protection.
Right.
You know, I feel bad for the people who are hated, you know. But at least they have a law to protect them. We don't.
Right.
We don't have a damn law to protect us. People don't realize
what they
got. Yeah,
because they want to institutionalize us. I guarantee you that's basically what it is. And then after that, they want to kill us off. I'm very convinced of it.
If
very
people,
so.
I'll give another example. If people's eyes were interfered with, their vision, their visual field was interfered with in any way, they'd be protected.
Police would be called.
By the law.
Yeah.
And that could very well be a hate crime, right? But not so when that. When that visual field is a guide dog.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
There's another form of hatred where
right?
we're not protected. And you can't even demonstrate against the schools because nobody's going to protect you and you'll never get a dog. And if you have a dog, they'll look for an excuse to try to take it away.
Oh, yeah. Remember the woman talking about all the vests, the people in the vests? From the school who are following her around. She was able to see a little bit of that, and she couldn't see all of it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Who we interviewed that time?
No, we
on
never
TV?
Interviewed her. Joe told us about that.
Yeah. Oh, Joe told us about that. Yes, yes, that's right. You're right about that. Forgot.
So there
yeah,
you have it,
crazy.
World. Be grateful that you're protected
yeah.
because millions of us aren't. And not only millions who are disabled, but millions who are also members of minority groups.
And disabled at the same time.
Yeah. And why aren't the minority groups stepping up and at least helping that group?
They don't want to.
They don't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
About it.
They don't care.
All right, let's go to the phones. InnerSight, 213-816. 1650. Anybody on the line? Intersight. Open
yeah,
mic.
Yeah, 1 second. 1 second.
All right.
It's coming up. I had to reload it. We have a lot waiting. So, let's see. We have first Maureen. She's the one who queued in by pressing 1. And then we've got a 347 caller. And then we have, Louis.
Oh, well, let's take our new caller, whoever that might be. 347.
Okay. 347, and then I got another number, but I don't want to say the whole
inner sight.
I don't want to say that.
Live.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Hello.
Where
Hello?
Now? It's a Hello? Fine thing, isn't it?
Oh. There you are.
I want to talk to the bloke that runs the show, then.
That's me.
Is that you?
And you better make sure you don't get violent. You better make sure you don't get violent.
You can't pay or take it away.
I see you get 20 years. What's up?
How are you doing?
At this time, I want to say that I think you're doing a tremendous job
by
taking down these statues.
Now, wait a minute.
What? The whole thing. Just get rid of all of them, see?
All of them, that's it.
Take
even
them
the ones in the church.
And
especially the
and
ones
start
in the church.
Over.
That's it.
Start everything new. Make a couple of new laws.
Yeah.
And we'll be fine with
everything. Well, what's one of the new laws you want?
Oh.
Well, I have to go see the enactment of the law in Congress and the government library.
Yeah.
The legislative branch, Constitution, the House of Representatives. Now, you get my meaning?
Are you running for president?
I just got a basement apartment. I'm going to run for president. I'm going to run from my basement.
He's in his bunker.
From the basement.
From the basement,
You little rat, you.
Well, if I stay in the basement, they won't know if I'm black or white.
There you go. You sound like you're Irish.
That's for sure. Well, when you become president, what some of the things you're going to do for people?
Well, I'll be making some big changes, you know.
Oh.
Some big changes in the law.
Oh, so what are those big changes?
The first change, if you're from Ireland, you're number one. You hear me then?
I'm Irish, okay.
What? Number one. That's right.
My blow, you know, my whatever went away. I came to America, sorry.
You're not Irish. What are you talking about?
I know I'm not.
Anyway, I'm very disappointed because I'm watching me show. It's all repeats, you know.
Yeah.
A grave disappointment.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to change the law with that too, are you? No repeat.
Never. I think they need to release some more murderers from jail so I can get a couple of new shows here.
What?
Put them out on the street and get
Have you
camera.
Lost your mind?
Nah, I think Aquila wants another stimulus check like me.
Oh.
You're getting it in. The story from the stimulus check, direct from the Don, he just called me the other day.
You'll
be getting the check the end of July.
Ooh, why, thank you.
And he's going
That's
to be
great information, caller. Really?
That means I can go on my vacation.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very generous.
I'll be going out of town,
ooh,
you know.
What's it going to be?
You might even get 2,000.
Ooh.
2,000?
I like that. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to seek an alternative healer.
If we keep getting money like that, we don't have to worry about being disabled or not being disabled, or you just
yeah.
keep getting the money.
Yeah.
Because, if you have money, it don't matter if you're disabled, then does it?
That's right.
That's right. It makes
yeah, give us the money.
We know what to do.
To make
it.
Up for it.
That's true.
Right, I
now,
agree with that. You got my
yeah.
vote.
Yeah.
Now what be your name, Mulligan?
Too. That's right.
Hey.
Now you can call me Mulligan.
Mr. Mulligan, I would
Mulligan.
Love you to call in on Friday night and be one of our regulars.
Never.
Okay. Never. Tried.
I don't work for nobody.
You don't have to work. You just have fun. Just have
well,
fun.
Well, it's been
now,
quite an experience.
Now, how much are you paying, darling?
All that's
are you paying
Marina's
for?
Show. I'm co-producer.
Are you paying for a regular then?
Frank, are you?
I'll pay you. Never.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know I can't give me speeches out for free then.
Okay.
Give me out of house and home.
I would love to hear that voice on the show. It'd be a new, little new voice. It really would.
Well,
be fun.
Well, it's been quite an experience, Mulligan.
Yeah.
Now, then you know how the bill becomes law.
Okay. You going to teach us on Friday?
Members of
you
the
know,
Congress, the executive branch, and even outside groups can draft. Bills of
something like that.
Bill is introduced and assigned to a committee which refers to a subcommittee. Only members can introduce bills. Subcommittees members study the bill, hold hearings, and debate provisions. Mark up the bill. It is passes close to the committee. Now,
yeah.
What are we talking about? If you can now you know why the country's in a big mess. They don't even
that's
know
right.
what the hell they're talking about. That's why they're in such a big mess.
That's right.
That's right.
All
President
right, Mulligan.
Can sign or veto the bill. He can override a 2/3 majority vote in the House and Senate. President can sign the bill. And that's the end of that. Have a good show.
You too. Thank you for calling.
All right. Mr. Mulligan, your next president of the United States.
Yes, sir.
Will
vote
you vote for,
you. For
me then?
Yes.
Well, sure
yes.
we will. Sure.
Sure we will. He's like shocked.
I'll call you from my basement.
Okay.
Over and out.
Over and out.
Bye-bye, Mr. Mulligan.
All right. In a sight, open mic. Around the world, who we got? Maureen's
now
going
we got
on?
Maureen and we've got Louie. Maureen's
Louis.
Cued in though.
On Tuesday night, all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk with Maureen. Open mic. Hello.
Yep. Here she comes. Hello.
Hi guys. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I want to first of all thank you, Suzanne and Frank, Suzanne and Michelle for all you're helping with. Thank you all very much.
Yay.
And I hope something comes out of it. My poor mom today was so miserable. They put somebody in her room that was moaning and, one of those.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so my mom's going, I got to get out. I want to get out tomorrow. And it just, it's been heartbreaking. But this is now, you know, worse than heartbreaking. So, and I checked a few things. Michelle from Helping Hands also was helping me look up some things before. And there's a few apartments around here that might be possible. So hopefully something. Yeah, hopefully something will come out of something. I hope so soon, you know, because this is just abominable, you know, with her there. And you call the social workers, and I love social workers that their answer is, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they do that. They do that.
Yeah.
That's community.
I want a job like that.
I only work for nursing home stuff. That's what they say to me 99% of the time. Well, then learn it. That's what I say.
Yeah. I mean, how can you be, you know, the social worker on her floor, he didn't know because he was only making the rounds. He's there from like 11 in the morning. This was like 4:30, something going on, 5. You know, the stock answer is, I want a job where you can say, I don't know all the time and get paid. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the weathercaster. No, sorry.
I'm sorry, Susan. Sorry.
That's the weathercasters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Forecast.
And,
sorry, weathercasters, but it's true. It's
I know,
forecast.
Right? Yeah.
It could be wrong.
And the other one in the first nursing home she was in who said, this is your home. Well, do you usually have somebody moaning, in your home? You know,
no.
That woman, you know, I hope one day she ends up in Dry Harbor, where she was from, the social worker. And we'll see how long she lasts. She wouldn't even last 2 days if she had to stay there.
Yeah.
You know?
Who knows if she's even alive? Let's put it that way. Who knows if
she's
even alive? You said she's alive. A couple people.
I know.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, well, she wasn't that old. She was the social worker, and my friend told me her father died during the COVID, but she's still alive. Yeah. I wonder if he was in Dry Harbor.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I heard that they're taking $1 billion, I think it is, from the cops. But it's going to all kinds of things, but I didn't hear it was going to the disabled or people in nursing homes. I didn't hear any funding for them.
No, we never.
Us or them.
Never funding for us. Never, ever.
Mm-mm.
We're totally
going to
neglected.
All kinds of things. But,
Totally neglected.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Right,
nothing for the disabled and nothing for people in nursing homes. Didn't hear one word about anything for us or them. So disgusting, you know, it really is. It really is just totally disgusting, you know. So, but I hope I can get her out soon because she's just miserable. And then she's telling me she wants to leave there tomorrow. And, you know, it's just tomorrow I have a conference call, like Frank said, and I'm going to really tear into them because 3 years she could have been out and not have to go through this hell.
That's horrible. Really?
Yeah. See what happens tomorrow. No, because, I'm thinking what else.
Yeah, don't let them push you around now.
Don't let them push you down either. I'm starting to realize, I was telling Frank, I'm feeling more and more down with my body. I got to really keep my mind, you know, up and going. I'm not going to let them push me down. I can't.
I know. I know, because it's just like you don't even hear anything about when nursing homes are opening. It's just not even a mention of anything, you know?
No.
Not anything. We were told about eating indoors, and we're told about beaches and amusement, you know, things. But nursing homes, not even a mention, you know?
Oh, no, they're not.
I'm sorry?
No, they're not. You
know, so it's just totally heartbreaking. It's cruel and inhumane, as I said. It really has been to be away from your loved one for this length of time. You know?
It's horrible.
We can't see
them. They don't realize it. I just don't understand how they could realize what they're doing to families.
I know.
And to have
well, they don't care.
My,
the people who work in those places, they weren't
mm-hmm.
away from their loved ones. They went home, didn't they?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Mhm. Yeah. They don't care. You know, that's the thing. They don't. You know, I mean, the politicians don't care because we hear
nobody.
About all kinds of things opening and all kinds of things. But not a mention of the nursing homes. Not a mention. You know? I mean, I got a robocall yesterday. Oh, there was going to be a meeting. Well, I got it on Friday. There was going to be a meeting today, but I got the robocall saying today's meeting is going to be on the 9th now. So, I mean, that'll be 4 months then. 4 months.
You know, we may be able to get Seven on your side to investigate why Mary was on the wrong program for almost 3 years.
Right. That would be good.
That's a
mm-hmm.
good topic for them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And why I was never told about my mom being dropped in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she
That's
could
a
have
good thing
not
I'd
even
like
been
to
exposed
know.
To the corona. You know? If she had been out. She wouldn't have been exposed to it, you know? And to have people just getting more and more sad and more... I know I am as it goes on. I'm getting to be a basket case, really. I can't take it much more,
don't
you know?
Don't let it do
huh?
it. I told you that's what they want. I really am convinced of it.
I don't mean mentally. I just mean, like, upset
physically.
Just, you know? I mean I'm not
it.
A mental state or anything, but I'm just
no,
so
I'm
upset over it. They just have
yeah.
to do something and soon, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know? It's just dragged on too long, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It really has. Hmm? Really, I mean...
You gotta stay strong, Maureen, for your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm staying strong. And she, it's just, the longer it goes on, the more it seems like it's never going to end, you know what I mean? It seemed good, then no, you know, they're not opening things now. And, you know, it's just gotta be, you know, that we can... be able to, even in New Jersey, I mean, they saw them on the outside in Massachusetts, so why can't they do something like that here? You know?
They allow it yeah. here, but people on the second floor, they don't, they have to put you behind the screen and all that. I mean, oh, come on, for God's sakes, just please just, you know, arrange it, mm-hmm. you know, where people can meet up with their families, for God's sakes.
Well, I thought they were having people go out to, like, the outside. You know, they had an area that they were doing for outside visits in Jersey, no?
Well, I don't know.
Or if they're not going to let
well,
people in,
thing?
If they're not going to let people in, then they've got to
mm-hmm.
bring people out
mm-hmm.
to see their loved ones. They can't stop
yeah.
you from visiting your loved one.
I'll put on
your mother
any attire.
Right.
That
right.
they want me to put on, Frank. But it's not fair that they keep you from your family.
No.
And I didn't
you
have
bring
time
person
to really
outside.
Spend with my mom.
So you could visit
mm-hmm.
them. The hell's the big deal?
Well, my mom, I saw my mom that day. I didn't have any time. I was busy, you know, attending to her needs for, you know, what she was having, you know, that day.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't easy.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they can all be with them, and
yeah.
we, the family who loves them, can't be with them. And
right.
This is just, doesn't make sense. And all these other people that are out, still out protesting, whatever the hell they're protesting now, I don't even know anymore. You know, they can be out sitting in groups and, I think there were 5 different groups the other day in different parts of the city. And beaches are open, or some open, some opening tomorrow. And we can't see our poor mothers. Something wrong here, really. It really is. Definitely wrong, you know. And they should have been made to not take down the statues, you know. I mean, this is stupid. During the pandemic especially, we had to be doing all this other nonsense. You know, they should have This is history. That's
Frank
how it goes. Everybody was at one time or another put down. Some people still are. We as handicapped people are still being put down and maligned in all in areas. You know, that's just the way it is, unfortunately, you know? I mean, that's history. That's how it is. And in the middle of a pandemic, we don't have to be taking down statues that have been a part of history forever, you know?
Well, they're breaking the law by taking down statues. That's the point.
Right.
What they should do is take down those statues They should take down the statues in a manner that is, you know, nice, and then they take them and they put them in a museum and then they tell the story about the statue. That's what should be done, in all honesty.
Well, when are we going to rewrite all of history? Are we going to take
no,
the currency
we just
away?
Should,
I mean,
we
are
should
we gonna...
talk about what happened. It should be placed in a spot where it should be told, period. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be forgotten. It shouldn't be erased. That's how you progress. That's how it doesn't happen ever again.
But they've forgotten about the pandemic
well,
that's going
an act
on
of
while
Congress
they're doing
to
the statues.
Do that. You don't just... They have
yes,
to create
exactly.
a monument that's been authorized.
That's right. What Frank is saying is right. You need an act of Congress.
That's what they do during war. That's an act of war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. That's why Trump signed that executive order. I agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let people do that.
I don't agree with all of what Trump says. I don't like the statues personally, but, okay,
that's not the issue. The issue is you cannot let people go out and do and
do
be lawless.
Correct.
And put people's lives in danger. Don't you understand?
Correct.
If you want the damn thing to come down, go and do what the people did to put it up. Go to Congress.
Yeah, and do it the proper way. Correct. I agree with you.
You got the attention of the media.
Of everybody.
Why not use it to make your point? But they're not doing that. They want to blow the damn things up and put people's lives in danger and fire and all that. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Who the hell do they think they are? You can't do that, man.
I heard even Mount Rushmore they wanted to do. They wanted to take down Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they'd have to leave Lincoln because he freed the slaves. So it would only be Lincoln left.
Right.
He'd have to be left up there, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And my thing is, in the midst of a pandemic, we shouldn't be doing this right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
While the pandemic is going on. We should leave all other things till after the pandemic settles down, whenever the heck that's going to be.
Are there any statues of Martin Luther King?
I really don't know.
In front of the library,
I think. Yeah, probably. I would think.
And now, what about those statues? Martin was a lover of all people.
Mm-hmm.
He loved white people. He wasn't against the white people. He wasn't a hater.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take that down too.
He wasn't a hater. No. His speech said it all. He said, "I want white people and I want black people holding hands."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say for people to be segregated in the way in which that people are wanting it to be. Is that right?
There's the example right there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's wrong. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Martin wanted to stop the
hatred.
He didn't go by
a
statue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think his brother said that. Son said that. You know, he would not have been happy with what some of the people are doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, because he was nonviolent.
No, he was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want violence.
No.
He was nonviolent, so they're not following Martin.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, just, in a sight. Well, yeah. Let's. Anything else, Maureen?
Excuse me. No, I never knew Arnie, but he sounds like a great kid, and I'm sure he's up in heaven. And
yeah,
thoughts and prayers are with his dad and family.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And there's another kid. There's another kid. Now, mm-hmm. Ollie was black, and he certainly was not a hater.
Mm-hmm.
Neither was his family.
Neither was his family, no?
I don't know why people can't.
I know his
dad
very well.
You know?
We have really,
I don't know why people just can't get along, you know? It's such a shame that people can't, unfortunately, you know? Unfortunately, you know, there are people that just can't get along, unfortunately, you know?
It's sad.
The world should just, you know, come together.
People
want to
capitalize on trouble things. That's a lot of what this is about. It's got nothing to do with anything else.
I don't know. Yeah.
A lot of these people who are doing all this, they could care less about George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about him. If they did, they wouldn't be wanting more violence.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's a whole, they have a whole other agenda. All right, in a sight.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, thanks, and I'll let you know tomorrow, Frank, after I do my call.
Yeah, good luck, and remember, don't let them push you around, and make sure you let them know that it's being watched by the media, and, you know, that you're on the radio every night.
Right.
You got 95,000 people hearing you.
Right.
Yeah,
I'll tell them. Don't worry.
And cheering you on to get your mother out.
Right. Right. I'll tell them.
Damn right. Tell them, man. Build it up.
We're almost there. We're very close to it.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, guys. I'll do it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. In a sight, open mic, 213-816-1650 around the world, and let's see, television tomorrow night, 8:30, channel 20, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock, tomorrow night, channel 3 on the Spirit, and tomorrow we do one show, and then we'll be taking the 4th of July holiday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tomorrow's show is the agencies and the government want us to be dependent on programs that don't work.
Yeah, but it don't fit all of that, so I just said dependent on programs.
Yeah. So, you know, you heard Maureen a minute ago, and there's a program that didn't work. As a matter of fact, they had her mom on the wrong program.
That's right.
All right, tomorrow night.
All right. You want to hear from Louie right before?
In a sight. I don't know. How much time we got?
7 minutes.
Oh, yeah, put Louie on.
Yeah, okay.
Louie from Long Island.
Oh, LL. Frank Carino.
Hey, how you doing?
How
there?
Are you? I heard
good,
a lady
good.
Talking through the line, talking about whatchamacallit something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whatchamacallit through the line.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It. Did you hear Mulligan?
Time on a, what?
Did you hear Mulligan earlier?
Yeah. Yes, I did, through the line.
Yeah, he wants to be president, Mulligan.
Yeah, I know that, yeah. Hello,
my name
is Susan Taurasi Ferrero. I want to say hello to Louie Rivera on the line here.
Yeah, I just said hi.
Yeah,
and don't call when you hang up, you know why? My husband's going to sleep. All right?
No, not tonight, please. No.
No, please don't.
Okay. Hello there, Suzanne.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah. I had a good time on the Frolics last Friday night. Frank Perino laugh while you're doing about going to the bathroom. Funny guy.
Oh, you like that one, huh?
Yeah, I know that. And then I was entertaining a Pat Cooper.
Yeah. And maybe they ought to sell bathroom suits.
Oh, they did?
Bathroom suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Bathroom suits,
you know. Hey, Frank, last Saturday I went to Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah? Where? What
yeah,
part? What
Coney
part?
Island.
Oh, Coney Island. What'd you do out there?
In May 18th, we lost my uncle. Name is Eddie Rivera. That's my brother. He passed away of colon cancer. We went to the memorial service.
Oh. Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, very, very sick. I did a speech of my uncle, my family there. Some family were there. I was there, too. My brother, my sister, and my family were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Did the sergeant
go,
too?
What?
The sergeant was there, too?
Yeah, my father, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we hang
out.
You
have to go on a few at a time, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. My cousin and the ladies up the ashes paid for his soul.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. But I'm all right. I wasn't sad. I did a speech about my uncle's memories, you know.
Oh. Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got home about 4 o'clock. My sister drives the car.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the Brooklyn Cyclones. I saw the old parachute from the Coney Island days. I saw the boardwalk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And those ladies on the boardwalk.
Did you ever go, go in the spook house?
I've been on
When I was a kid. I go a spook house and the fun house.
Yeah, yeah. Spook house.
I wonder if
they still got the spook house over there.
I don't know, Frank.
Fun.
I haven't been there when I was a kid. I used to go on the Ferris wheel, a little roller coaster, and the merry-go-round.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were the days.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah,
Nathan.
That's right.
I remember.
And tonight you got Carl Reiner passed away today.
Oh, man. How old was he?
97 years old. Died from natural causes.
Oh.
97. Carl Reiner.
Wow.
Yeah. Executive producer of the Dick Van Dyke Show and the producer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He's a great producer.
Yes, he was.
It's going to be on the news tonight, Frank. It's on this afternoon on Eyewitness News.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What
all right,
time
well,
you got?
Thanks for that, Lou.
Okay.
It's
No, Frolics Friday,
almost
right?
Nine.
No,
Friday,
not this Friday.
Not this
okay,
Friday.
Okay, 1 week from Friday. Okay,
yeah.
I remember that. Suzanne, I love you.
Oh, we love you, too. I love you. You have a good 4th of July, okay?
Hey, you too, guys. Love ya.
Okay.
Look out for
those
firecrackers.
Be careful.
Okay, you betcha.
Okay.
Okay, you take care.
All right, in a sight.
I love ya.
All right.
We got to get out of here. And Firecracker Day coming up Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. I got to go down to Chinatown.
Get your firecrackers.
Yeah.
What do you
let's
get?
Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. A phone number 631-224-3090. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, our 4th of July show. So be here or be square. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I got to get some cherry bombs, fingers. I got to get some ash cans. I got to get sparklers. Oh, I got to get a lot of good
you
stuff.
You getting cherry bombs? Those are crazy things.
Cherry bombs.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like cherry
2-inch
bombs.
Firecrackers.
You get
what else?
M80s?
Rockets. Got to get some rockets. Roman candles.
You like Roman candles?
Oh, yeah, Roman candles.
The ones that shoot up in the air?
All right. Inner Sight. Roman candles. Somebody get a Roman candle that says Inner Sight. That'd be cool.
Ah, I would love that.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. See you tomorrow night. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.